In June of 1863, with Union morale at a low ebb and his own army riding high on its successes at Fredericksburg and Chancellorsville, Confederate Commander Robert E. Lee determined once again to invade the North and carry the war onto Union soil. Gradually shifting his troops westward from the vicinity of Fredericksburg, Lee slipped away from Hooker's Union Army and marched up the Shenandoah Valley. Crossing the Potomac near Sharpsburg, the bulk of the army arrived at Hagerstown, Maryland on the 24th of June. From Hagerstown, the army proceeded north to Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, with units of Ewell's Corps advancing as far east as Carlisle and York. Meanwhile, having remained south of the Potomac to screen the movements of the infantry, Cavalry Commander Jeb Stuart chose to rejoin the army along an easterly route leading between the Federals and Washington. For all of its daring, the move would put him out of touch with his commander, denying Lee vital information on the enemy's whereabouts. Responding to the rebel invasion, the Union Army moved north to Manassas and then on to Frederick, Maryland. On the 28th of June, following a dispute with Army Chief Halleck, Hooker was replaced by General George G. Meade, even as the two armies were about to collide. By the 30th, the leading Union Corps had crossed into Pennsylvania, with Buford's Cavalry Division advanced as far as the town of Gettysburg.